What does it take to draw you in? Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So these hungry biddies behind me, you're gonna knock that over. All it takes to draw them in is a bucket of something that they like the smell of, and me and a gator yelling, "Come on." And that's it. And they will come a running because they are driven by their stomachs, by their appetite. And they have plenty of other stuff to eat. It's not like look at them. They're not starving. But when they're threatened with food, well, you know, they come a running. It's that temptation of feed me, and they'll chase you down. I mean, that's one reason. I mean, of course, it's a long way to walk. It's, you know, I'm not exactly a jogger or runner, but I'd be a little nervous to do it, to carry the bucket of feed out with them, because I mean, they just get a little crazy. They get a little crazy when that feed comes out. Matter of fact, Homer, which, you know, everybody knows, he'll start headbutting the gator, and I mean, he gets a little crazy. What does it take to draw you in? You know, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, that there is no temptation that'll ever come upon you except what has come upon other people. And God is faithful, and He won't allow anything to come upon you without giving you an escape route. And what does that mean? It means that God is number one in control. He's not going to let any temptation come upon you that's more than anybody else has ever experienced. And He's not going to let any temptation come upon you that's more than He's going to give you the strength to say no to. He's going to give you an exit strategy to every temptation He allows to come into your life. Now, for some of us, that means we need to exercise wisdom. Listen, for some of us, that means we need to exercise the wisdom of not putting ourselves in situations that are difficult to find the exit strategy, the exit door. I don't know, you know your situation, and I'm going to just pray that God will begin to show you the wisdom and give you the wisdom and discernment that you need to see that exit sign. But I just trust the promises of God that whatever it is that draws you, whatever it is that woos you, whatever it is that draws you in, man, that if it's not a healthy thing, if it's not of God, that you'll hear the still small voice of God telling you to walk away. Listen, I appreciate you joining me today on this tailgate. You never know who we're going to pull up and drop a tailgate and have a chat. Until next time, hey, I hope you have a great week. Hope it's a little warmer where you are than where it is where I am. But I hope you have a great week. I love you, and I'll see you next time on a tailgate talk.